Hello. Hey, yo, what's up? It's me, Zoe. Welcome back to another fill-in show. How are you guys feeling today? I'm feeling quite excited. Every time I put on this pair of headphones, my heart starts beating really quickly. So, feeling pretty excited. Hoping you guys can feel the excitement through the microphone. As always, we're going to start this off by taking a moment to sit with ourselves, look around at your environment, and realize that you're on stolen native land. So essentially, me being at UBC right now, we are sitting on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam First Nation. So, essentially, we're on stolen land. This land isn't yours if you're not native. Stop throwing garbage on land that isn't yours. That's my advice for today. And that's what you can do if you respect land acknowledgements. Stop throwing garbage on the ground. If you're going to say land acknowledgement, stop throwing garbage. Yep. There it is. And as always, I'm going to start with a native song. Guys, it's Saturday night. I'm here for a nightly show, and I think this is the better vibe for me. 11 a.m., I have to wake up early for that. I have to, you know, be like, okay, who's my audience at 11 a.m.? I don't freaking know. Like, people are already at work. Maybe, like, you're in the car. And, like, you're going to, like, your more part-time chill job. Maybe that's the demographic I was after. But 11 a.m. is so early. 8 o'clock is the time for me. And I got a hype song for you today. We've got Hallucination, again, and Tanya Tygak. Dude, I keep saying names wrong. And it's okay. Like, whatever. But maybe I'm not saying it wrong. Tanya Tygak. It's a beautiful name, however you say it. This is Scylla. We've got some... Okay, guys, get ready for some throat singing. With, like, just a wild beat. Like, just be excited is what I'm asking you to do. To respect Indigenous people. Be excited about this song. Okay, here it is. I'm
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Hello, 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 and welcome back. I want to reiterate that that song I played was Scylla, S-I-L-A, by The Hallucination and Tanya Tygak, spelled Tanya and then T-A-G-A-Q. That song got me excited as well. We're double excited now. This is good stuff. Guess what? It's my birthday. Apparently, it's my birthday today, and I'm at CITR, and it's been a pretty, decent day. I'm 20. Apparently, I'm 20. No longer a teenager. Dang. I still sound kind of like a teenager, though. I feel like if you say lit, you're probably under 17. But I say lit all the time, so what does that mean? I feel like it would make more sense if people got, their haircut of the year on their birthday. Just so, you can change on that day. If your name is changed, or if your age is changing, feels like the rest of you should also change. I'm not saying that that's going to necessarily happen, but let's do that next time. I mean, I'm a year behind now because I didn't really do anything major today that super changed my life on my birthday. But you guys should, on your birthday, get a haircut. Get what's life-changing but isn't too major. You could get acrylic nails. That's kind of life-changing in terms of mood. You could be a baddie. Change it up on your birthday. Just change up your whole theme. It's an idea. Get a mullet. Oh, God. Mullets. Everyone knows that. I like them. I think they're a great haircut. I think Stranger Things had it right in the second season? Wait, third season? Fourth? The season that came out last summer. I loved the style of Stranger Things last year. Everyone was shitting on the haircuts. Dude, you don't like a helmet as hair? That's such a cool concept. You're protecting your head with your hair, though. And it does look like a fucking helmet. You look at someone with, a really defined, I'm going to say Stranger Things season 3 haircut, and it looks like there's something else on their head. What's that? A hat? No, it's hair. I think it's cool. But I was saying, yeah, it's, protective. If you want to protect your thoughts, if you just feel if you just feel like you're under attack, metaphorically, spiritually, get a mullet. It might help. So that's something you could do on your birthday. What did I do on my birthday? Start of the day at 11. Oh, by the way, guys, I'm just gonna be talking about random stuff. So if you're not in the mood for information that isn't that important, but if you just want to hear someone talk, here I am. This is what I'm here for today. And then maybe I'll play some beats later, too. Anyways, what did I do today? I woke up at, like, 11, and I was like, oh, wait, no. This day started at Redgate last night. I don't know if you guys heard me. I was on the radio. Yep, as soon as I walked into Redgate, there was headphones and a microphone waiting right on the corner of the table and two lovely people who were already speaking. And I joined. And that was a great way to enter into an event. It made me feel like there was something to do. It made me feel comfortable. And it was just fun. It's fun to, like, do a radio show with, like, other people. You can, like, sense out the energy and then, like, try to create your own character through the conversation, if you know what I'm talking about. I guess I'm saying create your own character. You could just be yourself. But, I mean, that's what kind of what I mean. Anyways, so it's, okay, so it started at Redgate last night because I was there past 12. I was there until, like, 12:30 probably because the guy who makes hot dogs behind Redgate gave me a free hot dog. It was a veggie dog. So the dog itself was a bit hard to rip into. And I have pretty sharp teeth, I would say. I think I can, you know? But, like, I can eat beef jerky really well. That's where the level of quality of teeth that I have. And I was struggling on this dog. It was, I mean, no shade to the guy who made it. I don't remember his name, unfortunately. But I do talk to him probably every time. And I probably have forgotten many times that I've, like, talked to him, you know? Because every time I do talk to him, he's like, okay, this girl again. In, like, a nice way, but you know what I mean. So anyways, he made me a hot dog. So, like, the day started out pretty good. I was like, okay, this is, like, good luck so far. I went to bed, had a pretty regular sleep. 11 a.m. came around, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, it's May 27th today. It's Saturday. I was like, cool. And then I got up and I was like, so, like, what is there to do on your birthday? I've been spending a lot of time alone recently. I haven't really been hanging out with anyone. I definitely want to. And I'm in a weird stage of where I've, like, reached out to people, but some people I'm like, oh, I don't know about this. But that's not most people that I've hung out with. And then other people, I'm just like, oh my god, I want to see you again. But, like, do you want to see me again? Like, I don't know. So I didn't really see anyone today. I didn't really ask anyone to hang. I didn't tell anyone, like, what was up. Because I was just like, you know, that's how I felt. But 11:45, my roommate comes up and he has a joint behind his ear. That was a good sign to me. Him and I were just sitting. I was eating, I think. Oh my god, I had a waffle this morning with Nutella on it and peanut butter. Oh my god, warm up a waffle in a toaster. Then all you need is Nutella and peanut butter. It's so good. That's what I had for breakfast. And then we smoked a joint. And then I was like, okay, this is nice. Oh my god, guys, this was very exciting for me. He was telling me about these rappers, and we watched them. They're called Kneecap. You need, please, please watch Kneecap music videos. It's really important that you do that, because they were amazing. Like, I really liked it. It's definitely a specific type of vibe. It's very goofy, because in their music videos, you know, they're singing all of the lyrics and they're looking directly in the camera. And they're like, there's two of them. It's two guys. Two Irish guys, by the way. None of this is, like, I didn't understand a word they were saying, but it just sounded good. So you just got to listen to, like, their accent and try to, sometimes you could, like, figure out what they were saying. Like, they said cunt. And I was like, oh, I know what that word is. But anyways, they're music videos. They're, like, both talking to each other, or they're kind of acting out their song to each other, to the camera. It's like a it's like a walk into, like the camera's constantly moving, essentially what's going on. And they're like walking through things and walking to different areas, and it's so good. There's this one episode we watched where there was this person who like a very like masculine person dressed up in a dress, and they were like very interested in that person. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because half of the music video did not include this character, and then for like a quarter of the music video this character was like in there. It was like the main point of the video was this character and their relation to them, that I didn't understand because I had no I couldn't hear it, like, or I could hear it but I couldn't understand what they're saying. And then, like, the character was just gone by the end of the music video. And I was like, okay, what's going on? So, pretty interesting stuff. Maybe we can listen to... I just want you guys to hear what they sound like. Kneecap. And the reason they're kneecap is because... This is actually interesting. Like, my roommate was telling me this morning. I was like, wow, okay, this is a great start to the day. Great start to a birthday. Learn something new. kneecap. Essentially what happens from where they're from. Somewhere, I don't know. I mean, they speak Ironese. I'm saying Ironese. Irish knees? I don't know. They're speaking Irish. And like where they're from, it used to be, or maybe, tragically still is, where if they speak their native tongue, cops used to like shoot you in the kneecaps. Oh no. Wait, I think that's partly true, but I think also if you were just like a drug dealer, or if you were just doing any type of like, the way to describe it was like a low, it wasn't like huge crime, but like enough for you to get shot in the kneecaps apparently. And I think part of it was speaking your native tongue. Yeah. And so they just call themselves kneecaps and only speak in native tongue. And I think that's pretty badass. But then I was like, getting shot in the kneecap? Jesus. Like, are they just going to shatter your kneecap because you sold a little bit of weed? Is that what they're going to do? That's wild. Anyways, kneecap. All the names are in English, which I suppose makes sense because they're trying to reach, you know, everyone. They're trying to reach English speakers. But this song, which I remember, is C.E.A.R.T.A. C.R.T.A. But it's like, it stands for something. Anyways, let's try this out, guys. Yeah, okay. This is kneecap.
Fuck me, Niyakam in a bastardy. Cardu and a walla got a mullock as a TVST. Chance B, go away, he should mawala MD. Murder culture enough, the snail fox a ribbon RUC. It's gone down to Mitch or Beach, like all she, so the sneeze. A rich is so rich, just sneeze. Stop me, mega muddy, murder supreme. She says for my mullam orchid and none
Neil,
of the keys.
Two week fucking ass up, none of the show, a fucking joke. Tell me a giri of egg and kosher lad, give you a couple
this
of jokes.
This is fun. I like this a lot.
Coke, Chucky, Jerry, now, he has been with her body, golden smoke.
I'll let you guys listen for a while, because it's good. I
Sean Kushla Balaclava is Federal Shul or Hulis Niak Nuishia Tata Tangira's far and near her Velfersha Ogin Lafada Coke Speed Ease August Mall Marijuana It chant the Shaka Kuan Freed Slift Chakanamara It kosher at the Tinky Winky Ogashima's para He stop a moon Gavru Freed Gaji and Yarak Jilim Sneak Slid the Wamu The Wakis the Hara and Nick and Asmalay and the Sira or of Alcara
Neil Ain Kahar Nakamajan Free Lahar
Ar a corky agus fiú wine dí cair Excursion na hatcha Ar wahel a bheith sabrin Sin a Johnny sneish wine A real DTG cair So gotcha An ish agus Johnny Mish Jaffer Mer to mish a roast Dim an ish an shaw fwy lar Es bimid a gul gom my jean La Rona McEnry Cos fuck na real I'll take RTE
C-E-I-R-T-I Es come a lump so fuck fwy ian garda Du jean last It's a mish a row cast An iaki tu mish a ima hasu row ada C-E-I-R-T-I Es come a lump so fuck fwy ian garda
Jordan Vallach and Kegger Hug my smack cart and guard a salak. Fian Rena Walla, August Gold no Walla, Marvi J Kilo coat tape thermo rollak and ash niche in the rag room scanning he. Sherny Ikamas and Toler and MKG Ag Rai Major Egg Yo Gak Jor Creighton he Ranya Black of Oganera in the
Young man, we caught you damaging public property. And you were coming to the station so we can talk properly.
To two egg lort lin kneecap, was come a lens of chuck, bear my Facebook the wap, her egg wanka like fuck. Extractles the man on my to the euro for fluck, egg torch gladi the da, her ugus mail on knock. Marla Tommel, and ish tummy, asthma viewer. Johnny Misha avug, the chuggers to us, core could be. Dinner a V, Marcus did the heel, Brisham ahan real, shock is fucking keel the keel.
C E I R T I, it's come a lump so fuck, we ain't got it. Do Jean last, it's a Misha roadcast, and the icky to Misha in my house, you roll out the C. E-I-R-T-I It's come along so fuck free Ian Garda Do Jean last It's a Misha Rowcast And the Aki 2 Misha in my house You roll out C-E-I-R-T-I It's come along so fuck free Ian Garda Do Jean last It's a Misha Rowcast And the Aki 2 Misha in my house You roll out C-E-I-R-T-I It's come along so fuck free Ian Garda Do Jean last It's a Misha Rowcast And the Aki 2 Misha in my house You roll out C-E-I-R-T-I It's come along so fuck free Ian Garda It's a Misha Rowcast and the Yaki 2 Misha in my house we roll out of
May is Asian Heritage Month in Canada, and this year, the Vancouver Asian Heritage Month Society and its signature event, the Exploration Festival, is celebrating its 27th anniversary. Exploration Festival is a month-long celebration that brings together all of the Pan-Asian Canadian artists throughout the Lower Mainland, including visual, art, poetry, dance, and music. Find all of the events and exhibitions in the online program guide, which you can download at exploration.org to learn more about what's happening in your community this Asian Heritage Month.
Hello. Hello. Hi. What did you guys think of that? That was C-E-A-R-T-A by Kneecap. I think it's super fun. I personally think that any... I don't know why I talk like this. I personally think... I think that any song that isn't in English that has like a fun beat like that... Like this is like a club beat. Like I want to listen to this in the club. But, like, not this song specifically, but that type of vibe. I like to not know what I'm, like, not fully understand the words of this being exposed to me. Like, it could be in the back, it doesn't matter, you know? And it just sounds fun. Like, this, it's just a fun language to hear. So I like those guys. So my birthday day started with watching their music videos, which please do that, because... It made me feel good. So yeah, we did that. And then what happened? I think I just like chilled around. I went to the grocery store. What are the birthday snacks? What are the best snacks? I would say today that the snacks that I got, the snacks that I think are the best right now and that you guys should also try. We'll try. You probably already have definitely had these before. Munchies. Chips. Just munchies. Just munchies. It has everything you need in it. Sun chips. Are you kidding? Cheetos. The crispy version. I'm saying crispy like the small ones. Like the puffs are good, but like the small ones are better. Really like dig your teeth into just fake cheese. Ugh, it's good. And then Doritos, I think, are in there. Pretzels. Pretzels I usually don't eat unless, like, I'm really hungry. Those can hit really hard if you're, like, starving. Pretzels. Pretzels are good. So, Munchies chips. And then I think when you, like, buy snacks, you have to think about your whole experience of eating the snack while you're buying it. Meaning, like, you need different textures. You need different just, like, flavors in general. You can't just get 3 bags of chips. No, that's the same experience over and over again. Maybe if you have a big group, then you're getting multiple things. But if you're only getting 3 snacks and you get all the same thing, I don't think that you're doing it right. And I think you could be doing it a better way. And the better way for me, that I would say, is one of the snacks is chips. The other one, cookies. Cookies are always good. Cookies are always good. People will always eat cookies. And you should probably eat more cookies in your life. I'm talking about Oreos. Oreos. I've always been a strong advocate for Oreos. It was, like, always so exciting to go to the U.S. and go to the grocery store. Be like, oh my god, there's so many flavors of Oreos. Peppermint. There's like cinnamon crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Remember those? But Oreos? There's, I'm forgetting every flavor of Oreo, but there are a lot. They've, like, really branched out. I'm always trying to get the new flavor that I've never heard before, like, never seen before. Hasn't happened in a while. But anyways, cookies is the other snack you should get, and it should probably be Oreos. I got just regular stuff, but, like, extra stuff is also good. Then you've got 2, like, crispy things. You've got chips, which are crunchy. Cookies, which are getting softer, but are still kind of crunchy, especially an Oreo. And then you need something soft. So what do you get when you need something soft? Either Jell-O or pudding cups. That's what I say. Today, I was feeling a more sugary vibe. And I got... I can't believe, like, I'm allowed to just come into a studio and be like, welcome to the air! And I just talk about pudding snacks and stuff. Anyways, so then I got vanilla pudding. That was good. I haven't had any of these snacks yet. I'm waiting till I get home. So that's what I think you should get when you go to the grocery store, and those are the top 3 snacks. I'm saying it right now. Whoa. That's quite... Yeah, I mean, I haven't really considered... Oh, you also need to get a gummy, probably, if you're gonna keep it equal. What gummies would I get? Ooh. Oh, I just heard a sound. I'm, like, alone in the studio right now. Alone in the stew. Hey, we could do anything we wanted, guys. But there's, like, not much to do. I'm mostly just going to talk. Anyways, if you're getting gummies, we're coming back to the gummies. Probably gummy bears. Yeah, those are, like, the best. Or gummy worms. I was going to say the salty version, but the sour gummy worms. Oh, my God. Sour gummy worms in the pudding. I wouldn't mix chips in there, though. But, so those are the top snacks. I'm glad we've decided that together. So that's a little bit about me. I haven't really talked about myself on the show yet. Yeah, so that's what I like. So that's what I got at the grocery store today. Along with some skewers, some chicken, some corn. For dinner. Which my roommate offered to make for me for when I get back from this. And that was very nice of him. And I was like, oh, wow, thank you so much. So that's cool. But we're skipping the day right now. Then I went home and I played, what's it called? what the frick? It's Mario Kart. I played Mario Kart. And I was a princess way back then. We the best thing that ever happened. Yeah. But I was the Princess Peach. And I didn't do very well, but I had a good time doing it. It's good to play video games. And, like, if you're not good at video games, I have a trick for you. Because I sometimes get very nervous to be, like, pull up some people who are, like, good at games. And, like, maybe that day I'm just not really feeling it. And I'm just not able to, you know, stay on the course of the Mario Kart arena. And I keep missing the coins. And yeah, like, if it's one of those days and you're feeling embarrassed, a cheat code is to just, like, talk the whole time that you're playing. Just be like, oh no, oh no. And then just be like, okay, we're getting it back, we're getting it back, we're coming back. Like, just, like, pretend like you're one of those announcers for, like a sports game, but you're talking through your whole... your whole, like, little mission, whole loops, loop-de-loops on the game. That's what you could, like, because then that way you're, like, a little bit more entertaining, and it's no longer embarrassing, because how could you be embarrassed if you're entertaining? Ooh, wait, definitely you can be embarrassed and be entertaining. I think I feel that a lot. So anyways, that's a cheat code that you could do, and that's what I was doing. I was talking to myself, though. I was alone in the room playing this game. But I just lived talking to myself. Right now, guys, the reason that I'm talking and I'm not feeling so nervous is because I've opened up my iPad. I bring up my iPad every time. It's really a crucial part of my life right now. But I have the iPad open, and then I have the camera open, and I started taking a video of myself talking. So I'm taking a video right now, and I'm actually just looking at myself. And I'm just like, wow, you're so pretty when you talk like that. I think that's, like, a really supportive thing you could do for yourself. So anyways, so it kind of feels like there's someone in the studio right now, even though there's no one. Even though there's no one. I'm fine, though. Like, whatever. Like, you're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. Anyways, so the day kept going. The day kept going, and then I got some curry. I sat by the beach, ate the curry, and then as soon as I, like, finished my food, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, shiznit. I have to go to the bathroom really badly, and I was like, oh, this is so nice, though. I've been having this problem all day. I have to get up to go to the bathroom. Like, I really have to go. It feels very urgent. And then I stand up and I go to the bathroom, and I no longer feel the urge anymore. And then, so it's been an all day of just slight dissatisfaction. That's how I'd probably describe this day a little bit. Slight dissatisfaction. That's, like, not really a great way to describe your birthday, but it's slight dissatisfaction. I also went to Urban Outfitters. Okay, the trends right now, guys. I also want to talk about that. I see a lot of cottagecore going on. Like, it's fluffy, it's flowy. Like, yeah, it's more flowy. There's a lot of white. There's a lot of, like it looks like someone, like, knitted them. Like, it looks like your mom made it for you, and you're about to run off into some field. Just to run in a field, I guess. That's kind of the vibe that Urban Outfitters is putting on right now. And I wasn't really feeling it. Like, I mean, that was for some of their stuff. Most of their stuff was kind of just, like, you know, the basic urban stuff. Some, like, some cringy tees, like band tees. I mean, I think they're cool. I just, like, I don't know why. I never really wear band tees. There's no reason for it. I'm just, every time I see a band tee, I'm like, I could find a cooler one. And so I end up getting one. It's just, like, I gotta make my own, I guess. Anyway, so I was in Urban, and and I got some shorts. Yeah. I think as many pockets as you can get on your pants, the cooler your pants look. And I want to start, I started doing this last summer, but I didn't really do much with it. But getting old shorts that don't fit me anymore, right? Cutting out all of the pockets, like even the front pockets that you don't have to like keep the pocket as like a useful tool. It can just be the outline of it. And just making shorts or pants that are just full of pockets. Like your whole leg is like just like filled with like pocket space. I think that would be great. I think it'd be super trippy if, you know, you like, because these could be really useful pants. If you have pants that are just full of pockets, like I'm talking about like at least 30 pockets on one leg and maybe 20 on the other. Well, maybe 30 on the other just to keep it equal. So you're not walking around kind of like with one heavy leg. But anyways, these could be really helpful. Like you could pack a lot of stuff in there, and it would be trippy if you were just like let's say you're with your friends. You guys want to do shrooms. You're like, okay, let's do shrooms. And then, you know, you're going to go out and you're like, okay, what do I wear? There's always those questions, like right before you're going on a trip. I'm talking about like a shroom trip, but really any trip. Obviously, you're going to be like, okay, what the fuck do I wear? Like, how do I prepare myself? What are the things that I will need? You never know what you're going to need specifically on a shroom trip. Anyways, so you're wearing these pants though, because you're like, okay, these are the most useful. Every time you use the pants, you should have your own personal rule where like you switch up where you put things. So like, it's not like you put your phone always in your back pocket. Sometimes you put it in your ankle pocket. Sometimes you put it in your mid-calf pocket. Sometimes you put it behind your knee. And you could do that with multiple things. Like, let's say you have a pen. Let's say you have a joint. Let's say you have essential oils. Let's say you have your bus ticket. Let's say you have $20. Let's say you have your debit card, your ID. They're all in different pockets spread out across your pants. Your midstream trip. You're like, okay, now we're going to go to the bar. I don't know why you would go to the bar midstream trip, but in this scenario, you are. But, or you're just like, you would just have to do something. You're like, oh my God, I need my pen. I need to write something down. And you just look down and there's millions of pockets. So you have no idea which one it is, but you just have to figure it out. You could actually practice memory by doing that. It's like those card games where you like lift one up. You're like, oh, I've seen that one before. It's this one. They're like all like placed down. And you have to like match them. It could be that, but like for your pants. So it's a constant test. This could work. This could be good. Probably I need this for my own memory. But that would also be really bad because I already lose things all the time. So I just lose more things. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe that's not. But it could be good for you guys. It could be good on a shroom trip. Because then you just have to retrace your steps. You have to like really think about your brain and how it organizes things. It could actually be really intimate. Yeah, this is something you could do. So yeah, more pockets on your pants, the better. Let's start sewing pockets onto our pants. If I see you with 5 pockets on one pant leg, I'm going to be like, you're a fan. You're a fan. You're copying me. But I'm letting you. I'm telling people. I'm letting the people know. Also, what trends do I like? I like the flowy vibe. I like a short skirt that's like flowy. And a sweater on top. That's always like such a good go-to. What colors do I like the most? Probably. Ooh. Okay. Whoa. People ask me this question sometimes. Periodically, honestly. Every 2 months, at least one person asks me, so, what's your favorite color right now? And they always look at me deep in my eyes. And they're like, always expecting, you know, the perfect answer. That's what it feels like for me. And like, they're really gonna like diagnose me and like place me on some sort of scale by just like my answer of what my favorite color is. So this is kind of a big question. I'd say red. Red's my favorite color. And then like always blue. I always love blue. Always and forever. But red is me, so gotta love it. But also, I think like a cool color palette is like reds and oranges, like any type of orange, really. Just such a positive color. I used to associate it with this like ex-friend that I had, but I don't associate it with that anymore. Now it's like a new meaning. Now it's just like, it's just positive and kind of 70s vibe, like the hippie stuff. Like I'm thinking about like a house in the 70s. It's, let's say it's small. Let's say it's got like white trim, but it's got like orange exterior. It's got like an orange exterior. Like more houses should be more colorful. There's so much gray and white, and like it's like snazzy, but come on, let's go colorful. So those are some good palettes. I think like the summer colors should be like the oranges. Brown is always good. Blue is just an always. I do like white, but I tried on a white dress today and I felt like I was about to get married. And I was like, whoa. In an Urban Outfitters dress? Like, I don't know about that. But also like the stuff they're selling, there's a lot of corsets things going on. We're kind of going back to like some ancient times right now where you would wear like corset and like I'm thinking about the woman who would wear like cages with like a dress on top, like the ball gown stuff. Like the dress I had on today is something that you would have worn under a huge dress. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the protective layer underneath. It's kind of like frilly, and I think that's a cute vibe. To go back to that vibe, oh my god, like imagine walking around with a cage, but that was the norm now, and everyone was doing it. September, October of this year. Let's get people wearing cages walking around. I wonder how life would change. Couldn't really like sit down. Oh, I guess you couldn't sit down. It'd be hard to study that way. or like do anything. But it'd be such a moment. God, it'd create such a good vibe. Well, would it be a good vibe? Everyone would just be uncomfortable. But it would look cool. That's all that matters, I guess. If you want to look cool, wear a cage. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about by the cage action that I'm referencing. It's kind of like the only thing I can think of right now is Vampire Diaries throwback episode of when they go back to when Katarina was fucking freaking like younger or younger in a vampire life and she like had those dresses. I kind of want to be like her. Well, not really. She's kind of whiny and annoying. You guys thought about Vampire Diaries in a lot recently? For some reason, I have been thinking about it, but I haven't watched it in a while, nor do I really want to. What shows do I like? That's a bad question. I haven't been watching any shows. I've just been watching, like, some comedians on YouTube. People are funny, man. People are funny. Thank God for that. So, that's what I've got to say today. Just talked about my birthday. Talked about trends. Oh my god, anything crochet is cute too. Like that thin, soft crochet shirts or like skirts. I don't know how those things are going to stay on your body like as a skirt. Like I think you would need more. I would want myself more like, what's the word? Insurance. Perhaps that the like skirt's going to stay on. Because, okay, look on Pinterest. I'm not going to tell you what to search up. I don't even know what you would call this. It's just like crochet. It's thin. There's so many shirts at Urban right now that are just like ripped right in like the chest area. And I don't really like to wear bras, so it's like, what do you do then? I'm not really trying to flash all the time. But like the concept of it, of like having a shirt and having it like cut like right in the middle, let's say, like those like thin little slices, that is very cute. I'm effing with that. Also, yellow is a great color. Also, for makeup, what I've been liking, I'm just like flying through these. Get your pens out, ladies and gentlemen. for makeup, going back to like 70s style. What is it? It's like 70s, 80s, maybe. Of like eyeshadow just going around your whole eyelid. Like you're not doing a smoky eye. You're using more colorful, shinier colors. Like to have a makeup look where you're shining, I think is like the coolest stuff, is the coolest thing. I don't really like matte usually. I usually like glossy stuff. So like, okay, so eyeshadow that like goes across your whole eyelid, like in a, it's like almost like two half circles on top of your eyes with color in them. That looks so good. I remember one time, oh my god, I had an outfit. It's this purple skirt, a long purple skirt with like a cropped graphic shirt that was like cropped like right underneath my chest, and the skirt was like mid or it was like on my waist, I guess, and then at my hair in like a low bun, and then like purple eyeshadow in the circle form like on my eyelids, and then lip gloss. That's all you need, guys, and it looks so good. It's kind of like, I kind of feel like a school teacher every time I put on a long skirt, but that's, it's also very in right now, the long skirts, which I appreciate. It's so much easier to move around. Like, whenever I wear a short skirt or anything that isn't shorts or jeans, I start to worry that I'm going to flash everyone immediately. Because I like to move around. I don't like to, like, always cross my legs. I like to man spread. So how are you supposed to do that in a short skirt? So that's why long skirts are great. I'm glad that's a trend right now. I don't know why I started talking about that, but yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. That's more long skirts. But also long skirts are really hot. Like, they're just, like, long. you know, the long factor is cool, and, like, they're pretty, like, they've got some length to them, so that's cool. And yeah. That's how I feel. Maybe I can play a song. I'm about to play a song. I'll play a song. Okay. Oh, I went to Redgate last night. I told you guys that. Let me play a Vancouver, some of this Vancouver beat. This is 4 minutes, and we're almost done here. And I want to play this other song. And I also, okay, so there are things to do, but okay. I wanted to also talk. I'm like, hello, hello again. This also, Devours. Devours. Devours was playing last night at Redgate. And, you know, I wasn't, before I went to Redgate yesterday, I was kind of feeling sad. Wasn't really feeling too great at all. But I just still wanted to do something and get out of the house. The music was good. I enjoyed everyone who came out. I just wasn't really feeling it. But this song got me on my feet for a little bit. So I'm going to play some of it. This is Homecoming Queen by Devours. It's a fun... Okay, it's just nice. I'm going to play some of it. Is that not so good? I'm sorry for cutting it short. I just have to play an ad. But this is so good. I really enjoyed this. So it's so dreamy and real. Like, the lyrics are in it. Okay. Let's play this. I was gonna say I have such an urge to call every ad that I play boring, because every time I listen to the radio and I hear an ad, I get slightly annoyed. I'm just like, ugh. But it's not community thrift ad. Guys, let's get into it.
Want to change the state of the world? But instead, you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment.
Yeah,
I do.
But now you can do both. Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
What a beautiful message. Yes, Community Thrift. Let's all thrift more. I don't think I need to tell you Vancouver queers that. You guys got that down as fuck. But that was the ad. Okay, what did I want to... I wanted to play this one beat of a song, which I think you TikTokers should start using. Because it's just like a nice beat. I listened to it. I was like, ooh, this is grabbable. This is... just sounds real good. Okay, so this is Let Me Ride by Dr. Dre and Jewel. Jewel. G-J? Oh, fuck. J-E-W-E-L-L. Guys, I clearly need some help. Okay, it's only... This song is good. You should listen to the whole thing. But the part I was thinking about was at 1:21. Okay, I'm gonna play... Fuck. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Just another motherfucking day for Dre, so I begin like.
So yeah, I like that sound. You guys could grab that sound. This is Let Me Ride by Dr. Dre. There's so many old songs that I listen to, and then 2 days later, that sound will be on my For You page. So maybe I can predict this one. This one's just fun. But like, I love it when people do that, when they just take small sound grabs from old songs, because maybe necessarily, like, you don't like the whole old rap song, but there's one beat that's got you. It's got you hooked. And in that one, I've just played it for you. So Dr. Dre is some good stuff. Now, I wanted to end this by playing this my own beat that I made recently. This was yesterday. It reminds me of like a Billie Eilish song from her last album. Oh, what's the song called? You. It's like an electro, like a electric piano, like Getting Older. Listen to this. Getting Older. Like that. Was kind of what I was replicating a little bit with this sound. And I haven't decided how I wanted to. There's so many different options. Okay, but here it is. Oh. Hello? What happened to it? Oh. Is this it? You can't hear it. Oh, maybe because it's... Oh. Ooh, oopsies. whoa, guys. Okay, I figured it out. This is the beat I have. Let's... Oh, I was gonna do a open the calling. Oopsies, keep forgetting. So that's an option. I really like the guitar and how short it is. Mm-hmm. So that's some beat that I created. Get excited, because next time I'm here, say this every time, but next time I'm here, I want to open the calling. I also want to just like work on a beat. I want to work on that one specifically because I really like that sound. It's kind of like dramatic and Billie Eilish-esque, which is cool. I got to put a vocal over it. Maybe I'll do some vocals in here. Maybe. One more ad, Vivi, and then I'm gone for today.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
What's up? We made it through the hour. Wow. I was so nervous when we first started. Now, I'm feeling a lot more calm. I wish I could have a two-hour show. I could definitely do a lot in 2 hours. Maybe I'll do a 24-hour show. Whoa. I just need 2 cases of Red Bull. Meals delivered to me. I could do it. GarageBand. Anyways, this is the end. Thank you so much if you were here the whole time, chilling, listening to some different beats. We went all over the map again with the genres. We went all over the map again with topics. I speak kind of quickly. I hope you're able to keep up. That sounds so demeaning, but I just get in my own head. So I hope you guys had a good time. I had a good time. This made my birthday a lot better. So thank you. Thank you, CITR. Thank you to myself. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to you all. It's been a beautiful time. What am I going to do now? I'm going to go eat some dinner. I'm going to eat a meal that my roommate has made for me. And I'm going to, another drink, cherry Coca-Cola. I'm going to also drink that. That's a great snack. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to smoke a joint. Hey, I'm going to play some Mario Kart. Hey, guys, it's going to be okay. I'm hoping tomorrow is an even better day. Every time I ask someone what my birthday is, they say May 28th. So maybe it'll feel more like my birthday tomorrow. Okay, bye guys. Welcome back to Radio DJ. This was Zoe on another fill-in show. Goodbye.